Blog Talk Radio.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. Ah, you're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it. And it ain't no secret, no. Understand the truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say it's dead in a fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate. Step in your wisdom and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I have to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping it. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour into me. There ain't no drought here, flowing through our actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in you. You're gonna run. Because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Peace and blessings, family. This is an interesting experience for me, because I didn't expect to be here today, but Spirit led me here, because March 1st means, and I didn't see that before. I think it's interesting that in order to have a movement, you need to move forward. And in order to move forward with vigor, with determination and focus and coordination and uniformity, you need to march first. Peace and blessings, family. King, giver and receiver of a deeper wisdom. I honor the divine in you and those who have come before us, that being our ancestors, that being the ones in whom we stand on the shoulders of, those who have gone through a struggle of getting this cross. And this point is, we must learn to love. And in that learning, we evolve and become so much more than what we have ever been before. There's a quote, goes something like this. My mind is a center of divine operation. Divine operation is always for expansion and fuller expression. This means the production of something that has not gone before, something entirely new, not included in the past experience, but proceeding out of it by an orderly sequence of growth. Remember, divine operation is always for expansion and fuller expression.
Thank you. was staying in your house and serving justice to a man who stole your vibranium and murdered your people. Justice your king couldn't deliver. I don't care that you brought Claw. Only reason I don't care your way you stand is because I know who you are. Now what do you want? I want the throne.
Hey, you, the tuna.
Y'all sitting up here comfortable. Must feel good. There's about 2 billion people all over the world that looks like us. But their lives are a lot harder. Wakanda has the tools to liberate them all.
And what tools?
I've lost vibranium. The weapons.
Our weapons will not be used to wage war on the world. It is not our way to be judged during the execution of people who are not our own.
Not your own. But didn't life start right here on this continent? So ain't all people your people.
I am not king of all people. I am king of Wakanda. And it is my responsibility to make sure our people are safe and that vibranium does not fall into the hands of a person like you.
Son, we have entertained the charlatans for too long. Reject his request.
Oh, I ain't requesting nothing. Ask who I am.
You're Eric Stevens, an American black operative, a mercenary nicknamed Killmonger. That's who you are.
That's not my name, Princess. Ask me, King. No. Ask me. Take him away.
Ukubali! Ndingu Ndidaka! Unyana got in trouble.
Huh? Unyana got in trouble.
I found my daddy with Santa Claus in his chest. You ain't the son of a king. You are the son of a murderer.
Who your bossista? Lies.
I'm afraid not, Queen Mother.
You enjoy that lunch, Mo?
Hey, Auntie.
I'm exercising my blood right. The challenge for the mantles of king and Black Panther.
Do not do this, T'Challa.
As the son of Prince Jobu, he is within his rights.
Yes, so T'Challa will take weeks to prepare.
Weeks? I don't need weeks. The whole country ain't got to be there. I just need him and somebody to get me out of these chains.
T'Challa, what do you know of this?
I accept my challenge.
I accept the challenge. I accept the challenge. Can you believe that? I accept the challenge because I am the king you never thought you'd see. I have been in a cocoon for such a very long time. And it is to my dismay that no one dares to stand up and protect that which matters most. That which matters most is love. That which matters most is the kingdom of love. And the kingdom of love has been trampled upon far too long, and no one dares to stand up for it. I am tired of this madness. I am tired of sitting and waiting for somebody else to do something. I am within my rights because we all must come to understand that the liberation of all people hand and oppression, suppression is not the will of the one who created each one of us. To you earlier, and I told you, divine operation is for expansion and fuller expression. if you do not stand in the place that is necessary to express, it is because you have been repressed. You have been suppressed. And you have been oppressed. We are spirit beings in human bodies. We are called human beings. And being called human beings, we must recognize that in this journey, we must liberate humanity from the things that binds it to that place of confusion, which should never have been. 6 months prior to my birth, it was already established. Now I stand at the point of no return. And of course, this is a Blog Talk Radio program, and I am currently here with whomever is listening, because this is the beginning of the march. And the march begins with one step. And I am not afraid any longer. Yet fear is the thing that holds us all back. But the greatest fear is an acronym of which I will implore you to better understand, and that acronym is this: Foundational Evidence Assumed Relevant. Foundational Evidence Assumed Relevant is an acronym for fear, because that is the trickery in the fear tactics that are used for you to not see your opposition, and or to believe your opposer does not exist. Many have been oppressed for far too long. And the suppression of white supremacy has been a fallacy to this extent that there are no inferior people. There are no inferior races. Only inferior thoughts. In the beginning is the first three words of the Holy Scripture, which has been manipulated and played with and toyed with for such a long time, no one seems to care or understand the truth behind what is before us. I am not here to play games or to hide from my responsibilities any longer. We all have been deceived, and we have a book before us that is a living document that has stood the test of time. You do your own research, and you will discover that it is still largest selling bestseller in the history of mankind. And there's got to be a reason for that. Now, I am one who reads and studies deeply many methodologies, many doctrines. And what I've come to recognize is that love is the greatest of all things that can be expressed, for love is the highest of vibrations. You see, it's much bigger than we can possibly imagine, much, much bigger than we can possibly comprehend. And it has to be broken down into segments to better understand that there is no man in the sky with a white beard sitting there looking down upon you, judging your every move. Impossible. Yet, you are conditioned to believe whatever you are conditioned to accept. And this has brought confusion across the globe. Let me describe to you what I mean when I say our removal of confusion, which I give the acronym ORAOC. Our removal of confusion is a necessity, because the Bible has been written as many books have been written by mankind. Inspired writings of mankind fills the libraries of the world. But no one has come to the place creating a script which can be added to and edited every 5 years for accuracy and harmonious agreement on one consensus, the consensus of which we are predicating this, our removal of confusion, is the kingdom of love. You see, all I really want in this world is for more people to love each other more. That's all I want. That is the most. Because when we have more people loving each other more, there will be no crime. There will be beauty and love and nothing else. You see, it's time to clear this thing up. We have to recognize that it's come to a place to where we have to ask, what about us? What about the things that we were promised? The only way to capture that is to know who you are. You are a child of the Most High God. Remember, a child is simply creature of growth and development, maturing to become what it is the seed of. A child is the seed of its parents. And as the seed grows to maturity, so shall come forth the fruit. A puppy does not always remain a puppy. A kitten does not always remain a kitten. A tadpole does not remain a tadpole. And a maggot does not remain a maggot. Everything changes. And we must come to understand that. You see, before I began speaking, there was a movie clip played from the Black Panther, of which the challenge was on. To claim the rightful throne. Because T'Challa clearly said, he is not the king of the world, he is the king of Wakanda. Nonetheless, we must understand this. The world has been dominated. Unfortunately, by a confused mindset. And the confused mindset that has been pervasive like a virus over the globe termed white supremacy. And I told you before, white supremacy sees that they are superior to everything and everyone. And stands on the premise that inferiority exists as far as races are concerned and things of that sort. But there are, I tell you this, are no inferior people, only inferior thoughts. But an inferior thought driven strong enough and hard enough will overpower you and place a foundation that brings forth evidence that we assume is real or relevant. And we have to stand equally and collectively to recognize that anything, men tell us lies. Men tell health, yet mental health is being charged viably with crimes, when it is not mental health that is to be charged with these crimes, but it is the lies which men tell that should be charged with these lies. So mental health and well-being should be one and the same. When lies and confusion comes forth, mental health turns into mental illness. And I know there's challenges to these things, but trust me, nothing is separate, only separated. And in the separation consciousness, life becomes cartelized, mental lies is what's our problem, compartmentalized into subsections everywhere unnecessarily. So, because it is March 1st, it is not a Monday of which I normally do the program, but I have been in a cocoon, if one may say, because I had come to a place of recognizing that I was merely a caterpillar, just caterpillaring all over the place. And it dawned on me, a caterpillar, all it does is eat and just consumes that which is to be consumed. But the interesting thing about a caterpillar, which I never really gave thought to, is that the caterpillar oftentimes is consumed. Are you a caterpillar? Have you been a caterpillar, and have you already been consumed? Consumed by the lies, mental, and your mental health is at jeopardy. Are you a caterpillar who has been compartmentalized into a section of society that won't accept that abundance is your birthright? Are you a caterpillar that's just constantly going to and fro, just merely consuming whatever you can consume? Remember, this is the information age, and everywhere there's information to be gathered. You ever given that any thought? The airways everywhere has something to share with you. But is it of significance? Is there relevance to what you are receiving? So what have we done to the world? I challenge you to recognize that I am the king you never thought you'd see. And when a king stands up, sometimes he stands by himself and stands alone, because every king does not yet have a kingdom. But a true king creates his own. I am king, giver and receiver of a deeper wisdom. I have my allegiance to the King of Kings, and I stand for the spirit of truth. And of these two things, the King of Kings and the spirit of truth, I choose to wear my crown. And I cannot any longer live in fear. I can no longer allow fear to control my life. It is time to stand up for humanity, because human thoughts do hinder free expression of spirit. Human thought does hinder free expression of divine spirit flow. Restricted expression of spirit primarily blocked when we do not recognize and dare to express that which is within us. Let the kingdom within you speak, and you will hear the truth that you need to hear, and in that truth you will act. Action. You will recognize who you will come to be. I give you love. I give you peace. I give you my heart. Joshua, I am the king you never thought you'd see. And that time is coming to where you will see who I truly am.
King, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Stop everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. My body soul by the king body. Body gon' shine, bling, bling body. Calling on the shots, ring, ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Stop everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Shine already, time already. Shine already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already. The shine already, it's time already.
Try to stop it, but say no, no, no. Swear I think it, but you no, no, no. Try to stop it, but say go, 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 go. Bubble up, I want it, go, 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 go. Everything be ruler, yeah. Everybody on the conquer, yeah. Every king be stronger, yeah. King the rule them longer, yeah. Remember who you are. Real king always be new. Give up your better. I show your people my love. You sang my ready, I say you sang my ready. You like not ready, I say you like not ready. Calling you got the remedy, I say you got the remedy. Shine your body, shine your body.
Don't live a king, you're the king, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Stop everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. My body soul got a king body. Body gon' shine, bling bling body. Calling on a shot, ring ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Shine already, time already. Shine already, time already. Shine already, time already. Shine already, time already.
Shine already, time already. Line already, time already. Shine already, it's time already. Line already, it's time already. Try to stop it, miss it, no, no, no. Royalty said, don't you, no, no, no. Try to stop it, miss it, go, 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 go. Bubble up and watch it, go, 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 go.
Diamonds on my fist, fighting demons, y'all. Come and rest your head, take your crown off. Woke up in the phone, need to take it slow. Said I'm moving too fast, need to take it slow. Take it slow, take it slow, oh, oh. Tryna send my baby home, oh, oh. Take it slow, oh, oh.
Remember who you are, oh. Real king always be new. Give up your better. I show your people my love. You sang my ready, I say you sang my ready. You like not ready, I say you like not ready. Only you got the remedy, I say you got the remedy. Shine your body, shine your body.
Be your own king, make your body come rule your world.
Everything, everything, you know it. Show them the way, you